continuing, and assuming that the others are free from the faults that you condemn, says Socrates, and are covetous of gain in a moderate degree, how do you teach them to be careful in the affairs you want them to superintend? By a very simple plan, Socrates. Whenever I notice that they are careful, I commend them and try to show them honor. Good job! But when they appear careless, I try to say and do the sorts of things that will sting them. Time out. Turn now, I shall match you, from the subject of the men in training for the occupation, and tell me about the system. Is it possible for anyone to make others careful if he is careless himself? Of course not. An unmusical person could as soon teach music. For it is hard to learn to do a thing well when the teacher prompts you badly. When you have impressed on a man the necessity, says Socrates, of careful attention to the duties you assign to him, will he then be competent to act as bailiff? Or must he learn something besides if he is to be efficient? Of course, answered Ishomachu. He still has to understand what he has to do and when and how to do it. Otherwise, how could a bailiff be of more use than a doctor who takes care to visit a patient early and late, but has no notion of the right way to treat his illness? Well, says Socrates, but suppose he's learned how farm work is to be done. Will he want something more yet? Or will your man now be a perfect bailiff? I think he must learn to rule the laborers. And do you train your bailiffs to be competent to rule, too? Yes, I try, anyhow. And pray, tell me how you train them to be rulers of men. By a childishly easy method, Socrates. I dare say you'll laugh if I tell you. Oh, but it's certainly not a laughing matter, Ishomachu. For anyone who can make men fit to rule others can also teach them to be masters of others. And if he can make them fit to be masters, he can make them fit to be kings. So anyone who can do that seems to me to deserve high praise rather than laughter. And my interjection. So you see, he's trying to get Ishomachu to see what Antiphon said directly. Quote, the only thing that distinguishes me from my slave is the word slave. Unquote. We are made of words. And when they lie, these words, and a whole society is constructed around those lies, and they are enforced for millennia and made global, you have a very crooked thing. Continuing. Well, now, Socrates, other creatures learn obedience in two ways, by being punished when they try to disobey, and by being rewarded when they are eager to serve you. Colts, for example. Puppies, he gives the techniques with colts and puppies. And men can be made more obedient by word of mouth, merely, by being shown that it is good for them to obey. But in dealing with slaves, the training thought suitable for wild animals is also a very effective way of teaching obedience, for you will do much with them by filling their bellies with the food they hanker after. Those of an ambitious disposition are also spurred on by praise, some natures being hungry for praise as others for meat and drink. Now these are precisely the things that I do myself, with a view to making men more obedient. But they are not the only lessons I give to those whom I want to appoint my bailiffs. I have other ways of helping them on, for the clothes that I must provide for my workpeople and the shoes are not all alike. Some are better than others, some worse, in order that I may reward the better servant with the superior articles and give the inferior things to the less deserving. For my part, then, I don't choose to put the deserving on a level with the worthless. unquote, from Xenophon's Economicus, and this was translated by E.C. Marchand. Hierarchy. The one thing we will not get a chance to hear discussed by mainstream media, those are our discussions. I'm not even sure we get to hear that. We will hear that discussion over the progressive media. It's the heart of the whole thing, our betrayal of each other. And to discuss it raises the issue of the need for us to begin to overcome it, to join hands together. It's time for us, we the global people, to have our global dialogue between authority and freedom. For millennia, only authority has had a chance to speak.